This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai and Palghar in Maharashtra today. At around 11 a.m, Prime Minister will address Global FinTech Fest 2024 at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai. Thereafter, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects at Citgo Ground, Palghar. He will lay the foundation stone of Vadhavan Port. The cost of this project is around 76,000 crore rupees. It aims to establish a world-class maritime gateway that will boost the country's trade and economic growth by catering to large container vessels, offering deeper drafts and accommodating ultra-large cargo ships. Vadhavan Port, located near Dahanu town in Palghar district, will be one of India's largest deep water ports and will provide direct connectivity to international shipping routes, reducing transit times and costs. Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 218 fisheries projects worth around 1,560 crore rupees. These initiatives are expected to generate more than 5 lakh employment opportunities in the fisheries sector. Mr. Modi will also launch the national rollout of vessel communication and support system at a cost of around 360 crore rupees. Moody's Ratings has raised its real GDP growth projections for India, forecasting a robust 7.2% growth for the fiscal year 2024, up from a previous estimate of 6.8%. The New York-based global rating agency has also raised its growth projections to 6.6% for 2025, up from 6.4%. The report attributes these revised projections to strong, broad-based growth driven by resilient private consumption and improved business conditions. Moody's noted that the Indian economy grew 7.8% year-over-year in the first quarter of 2024, despite tight monetary policy and efforts towards fiscal consolidation. The Ministry of Coal has identified 38 priority rail projects under the Coal Logistics Plan. The project will be fast-tracked in close coordination with the Ministry of Railways. The primary focus of the project is improving rail connectivity, ensuring timely coal supply, reducing logistics costs, and enhancing the overall efficiency of coal transportation across the country. The Directorate of Enforcement has conducted search operations at 10 premises in Delhi, Amritsar, Jalandhar, Mumbai, Solapur and Indore in connection with the case of Jasmeet Hakeemzada, an international drug trafficker operating from Gulf countries. He is also listed as a significant foreign narcotics trafficker under the Foreign Narcotics Kingpin Designation Act of the United States. The searches were conducted under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA. During the search operations, secret bank lockers in the names of Jasmeet Hakeemzada and his wife in Delhi were discovered, containing approximately 1 kilogram of unaccounted gold and 370 grams of diamond ornaments. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar inaugurated a state-of-the-art sports academy, sports complex and sports university on the occasion of National Sports Day at Rajgir yesterday. The sports academy and sports complex, sprawling over 90 acres, have been built with an estimated expenditure of 750 crore rupees in Nalanda district. This will be the first sports destination in the country to feature both a sports complex and a sports university at one location. The newly established sports university at Rajgir will offer undergraduate and postgraduate courses with specializations in sports management, sports nutrition, and sports science technology. Israeli authorities and the militant group Hamas have agreed to 3 separate 3-day pauses in fighting in different zones of the Gaza Strip to facilitate the vaccination of approximately 6,40,000 children against polio. The WHO added that there is an agreement to extend the humanitarian pause in each zone to a 4th day if needed. At the Paris Paralympics, the Indian mixed compound archery team of Sheetal Devi and Rakesh Kumar set a new Paralympic record with a combined score of 1,399. The duo will head into the quarterfinals at top seeds on 2nd day of next month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.